audio version of Michael Laitman's blog. October 16th, 2019. Feel the common soul begin to work. Each Kabbalistic group in the world should work in order to serve as the foundation for the upcoming Congress in Bulgaria. The soul of a Dhammaharishan, the common body, contains many different properties, each of which cannot be neglected. Everyone must annul themselves before the others in order to achieve connection, but at the same time, one does not cancel one's individuality, character, and strength. On the contrary, a person must show this unique desire for unification granted to them, and be an example for everyone, so that they would also want to serve as an example. The result is a common connection. Everyone must grow for the common unification. Everyone cares about how to help others, how to help them maximize their special nature, so that all qualities are clear, bright, and burning, showing all the differences and all the connections between them. The differences between us grow as our relations with each other develop. This is practical work for all groups and individual students. Everyone has to do this before the Congress. Mere physical organization of the Congress is insufficient. All groups and individuals in Europe must be awakened, so that everyone feels that they are an important, vibrant part of the European system. Otherwise, we will be incapable of creating a common spiritual vessel, Kli. The purpose of the Congress is to create a central Kli of the world soul made up of European students. All material prerequisites for this exist, because of the revelation of major egoistic contradictions requiring correction specifically in Europe. Our mutual connection grows as we care about improving the common world group, strengthening and expanding the ties between all the groups, in order to overcome everything that divides us as a result of the Babylonian separation, psychological and spiritual differences, different languages rising above everything, and covering it with love. With the help of the connection between us, everyone will correctly rise on his personal spiritual path. From now on, it is impossible to build a single spiritual Kli without concern for common unification. The main goal is a common connection, which obliges each group in any country to grow in the right form. The era of personal development, when an individual soul could rise, has ended. Wherever a group is formed in Novosibirsk, in Berlin, or in Italy, not one of them can grow individually. All of its corrections, development, and spiritual strength, starting from today, will depend only on the awakening of the collective Kli. It will be felt more and more. This is what our current time demands. By establishing ties between us, asking for help, and helping each other, we revive the system of a Dhammaharishan. We will begin to feel our interdependence and our obligation to take care of everyone. This is a new stage of the work. Its result will be each individual Kli being able to grow correctly, developing its individual character and contribution to the system. We will feel how the common soul begins to function and breathe. We cannot do otherwise. The stage of separate tens and groups has passed and ended. A new and special stage of advancement has begun. We will feel a stronger manifestation of the upper force through the general system, how it guides us and operates on us. This is a very important stage for approaching the Creator, because he will be felt within all groups. Therefore, remaining in our tens, we have to start taking care of all the groups, the common spiritual Kli, and the system of the common soul of Adam. That is where the Creator will be revealed. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 23rd, 2019. Questions and answers with Dr. Michael Laitman. The beginning of serious spiritual work. It is said by Kabbalists, there is none else besides him. We must reveal this in order to attain in the connection with each other one single source, the one Creator. To the extent that we connect by being very different and very far away from each other, We begin to create a new quality, a sense of unity within ourselves, attained by a combination of opposites. Without destroying our egoistic desires, it is impossible to destroy them. Without abolishing them, we try to create one single whole from everything within us. Usually, before coming to a convention, we think that we will gather together and begin investing all our strengths in connection and annulling ourselves. Yet, when we arrive at the place, it suddenly turns out that our thoughts and desires are not the same as before, and we already want something else. This is the beginning of our serious work on ourselves. We begin to receive all kinds of disturbances, and it is these that should alert us to create a connection above them. But we do not try to reveal disturbances, we are simply trying to connect, and as we do so, we reveal more and more disturbances. This gives us an opportunity to rise above them and create a single desire, a single system. From the convention in Moldova, September 5, 2019. Lesson 0. What would it take for Israel to get involved in Syria? Quora. Michael Leitman, on Quora. What would it take for Israel to get involved in Syria? Israel should not get involved in Syria. It makes no sense for Israel to get involved in such conflict zones. Israel is not a superpower. It's a small nation, and it's finding it hard enough to survive as it is. Against Turkey, the current attacking force against the Kurds in Syria, Israel is powerless. Turkey is very powerful, boasting an extraordinary population of over 79 million people. For the time being, Israel needs to be neutral. The world needs to understand that Israel is in a situation where it needs to be concerned about itself. It has no need to show itself off to other nations as holy, that is involving itself in different places to try and portray a positive image of itself to the world. Just as every individual has the right to exist, every nation also has the right to exist. We can say it openly that every nation has the right to exist, but it does not mean that we need to enter into war with everyone in the process. If Israel would really like to offer its help to the Kurds, the Syrians or any other nation, it needs to realize the role it assumed when it was given the name, the Nation of Israel, a role of a people who aim Yas Shekel, that is, straight to the higher force of unity and love. By uniting above differences, love will cover all transgressions. The Nation of Israel's unity would have a positive rippling effect throughout humanity as a whole, softening conflicts and calming the world, by inviting nature's unifying force in between the multitude of people and nations, that is to be a light unto nations. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, June 23, 2019. Question: what is the difference between a spiritual experience and a psychological experience? Answer: a psychological experience is when people sit in a philharmonic orchestra, for example, or play the guitar and sing in the yard. A spiritual experience is when a person transcends his ego, and with the characteristic of bestowal that he acquires, he begins to feel the creator and other forces that accompany him. Question: if I think that I understand everything, is this really a problem? Answer: it is not a problem. It is all transient. When we begin to feel spirituality, what comes to us is an understanding of the mutual connection between spiritual forces, spiritual objects, the characteristics of bestowal and love, meaning the characteristics of mutual exchange. We then work seriously with spiritual categories, to the point that we begin to feel the upper world, which is independent of our life and our world. Question: do all people have a Reshim or spiritual gene? Answer: every person has a spiritual gene, and someday everyone will attain the same goal, the same state, which we have attained, but later than us, because the desire to attain the upper world, the creator, will be awakened in them later. Right now, We are the ones being awakened. Question: in what metrics does the wisdom of Kabbalah measure the power of inspiration and bestowal? Answer: it is with the same metrics the size of the Masak screen is measured. What this means is that it is according to the strength of the resistance, the AVVUT, thickness of desire. The graduation happens either according to the 5 levels of the Partsuf, according to the 125 levels of the worlds, or according to the lights, internal, external, upper, lower, etc. What this means is that this is an absolutely clear gradation in which everything is weighed and measured. Question: when a Kabbalist sleeps, does he feel the Creator? Answer: no, it is not as in our world, prophetic dreams and all kinds of flights in dreams. There is nothing like that. A Kabbalist feels every spiritual thing as absolutely real within him, not in a dreamy state. On the contrary, he feels that everything is absolutely clear. Question: in something like a cultural hall on the Sabbath day, can we feel the Creator or the upper world to some degree? Or is it possible only in close, regular contact in a group, for example, like the work in a 10? Answer: it is hard to say. If you gather once a week and nothing else connects you, then certainly it must be very little. You need to work with the common desire among you, so that it will be discovered within you. Then you will be able to discover that the Creator is also found in you. I think that there are serious people among you, so try to become a little more connected. Question: what is devotion to the Creator, if the Creator is the characteristic of bestowal, a system? Answer: when a person fully follows the characteristic of bestowal, and only wants to be in it, this is devotion to the Creator. This is a great thing and these are his directions in life. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, June 23, 2019. Is there a need to explore our negative qualities? Question: what is the process for exploring negative qualities? Answer: there is no need to explore any negative qualities, ever. If they arise, then let them arise. And if not, it is strictly forbidden to poke around in ourselves and look for something negative. Only positive the connection between us and nothing else. I do not want to hear about anything negative. Only if it is revealed by itself as a result of my positive actions. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 14, 2019.